Hello, hello, everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad. Blessed Owner Destin LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. I am in the middle of a reteaching or a, what do we call, studies of, you know, something God has given me, you know, prior. And when I say prior, I would really, really, really like to say 7 years ago. I would really, really like to venture out to say 7 years ago this month. I am back revisiting notes and a training God took me through when I developed the prophetic patterns teaching, as well as how Demia Willis became a icon or a book that is a series that developed another series and another series. I have to say this to you guys in this podcast, because when God takes you back, when he drops something in your spirit on purpose, there's a reason for it. Now, 7 years ago, I would have been 42 years old, getting ready to be 43. My birthday is in a few weeks. I'll be 50 years old. One of the things that I realize right now as a woman who strives to be on the right side of the Lord all the time, there was something I did recently that caused me to, I won't say fail, but caused me to doubt my power, my anointing, my worthiness as a ministry leader. The part I didn't say when I introduced myself at the beginning of this podcast was I am also Apostle Dana Williamson for Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministries, which is part of the Bad FBI. This training I'm revisiting, I don't know what it has to do with or what it's about. But because God dropped it in my spirit, I had to act on it. So I'm in the middle of it now when I, now I'm giving you this podcast. I'm recording this podcast. And the reasoning for that, and I'll give you 2 points. The reasoning is for that is one, being obedient to God, and two, not necessarily knowing what the outcome is going to be, but having to do what you have to do. I'm sharing with you that when God tells you something, you have to do it. Everyone knows my story about leaving my job and how I left a year and a half late, right? Everyone knows the story about me becoming homeless because I didn't follow along the lines of what God told me to do months before I became homeless. Different, I would like to say now, than at the time I became homeless. Some things have fallen into my lap and God has given me grace, favor, and mercy. And I really want to emphasize favor. Favor, when from the Lord, comes in various forms, and most of us just say thank you, but we don't, and we say thank you, and we praise him, and we give him all glory, honor, and praise, but do we say where it came from and why? We wouldn't even know sometimes. We just praise him, and we say that it's favor, and we bless the Lord for all of that. But when I look at some of the things that have happened just in the past couple of months, due to COVID, or due to whatever we're being prepared for, I realize that an open door for me happened spiritually that I'm going to be able to walk through. Well, how am I going to be able to walk through it? By being obedient to the call. And then when I say obedient to the call, obedient to this training, and obedient to this podcast, it had been in my spirit to do this podcast twice today, in the middle of God reminding me a second time today, because he's reminded me the first time this week to go back to this training, to do what I needed to do. Now, it could be that maybe I should just go to my notes from this training, but no, I'm going all the way to the beginning. And I might have to pull my notes out, which I really am not sure where those are right now, but I may have to pull my notes out or create new notes. What does this mean to you or for you? I'll give you a couple of reasons, and I want you to take note of these. when there is something happening in the spiritual realm, we all say, you know, that it's a shift, it's happening. We know that it's happening because God has given us vision about it. Or, you know, it's something that coincides with the word of God and all of the things that you've said. I have been one to understand that every one of us that walk in the prophetic walk with the same result, walk with the understanding that we need to get to the same results, but our walk is different. I'm on a road, you're on a road, she's on a road, he's on a road. Their roads are going to be very different. Their road could be east or west, north or south, or could be a cul-de-sac. If anyone knows a cul-de-sac is basically a curve. You know, you have these curve of houses in the end of this cul-de-sac. It might be a dead end to some, it might not be a dead end to anyone, but it's a cul-de-sac. Everyone's road is different. I believe, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for dropping this in my spirit, in my mind right now. I believe that I'm in a cul-de-sac. And what that means is that each and every point of my destination starts and begins with this particular training. Starts and ends, excuse me, with this particular training. Meaning that I'm going to enter the cul-de-sac one way and I'm going to leave the cul-de-sac the same way I entered. What does that mean fully for you? Well, again, it starts with being obedient to the call and obedient to whatever God has told you to do. But it also means, and this is point number two, it also means that however you're going back to a training or back to what God showed you, it is not to repeat the same process. It is to see things with a different eye. Now, mind you, this particular training, you know, I've looked at over the years. Don't get me wrong, I have. But today, I think I'm needing to see something with a different eye, with a different mindset, and with the understanding to know that the power never left me. I just doubted myself. So in your process, and this is a very brief podcast, in your process, in thinking about or knowing that you are doubting yourself, in your whole process, if you doubted yourself, let's go back to the road analogy. What if I've been sitting in the same cul-de-sac all this time and never left? I've been, okay, looking at this training over and over. I created the prophetic patterns. I created the Mia Willis FBI. I actually renamed my ministry, Faith Bureau of Investigations, due to this training. I became an affirmed apostle. After the training was complete, and the Lord said, I need you to move on to this for what your direction is going to go into. But what if I've been at this cul-de-sac all this time? What if all of the visions that God has shown me, where I'm helping people, I'm in meetings, I'm helping people leave, or I'm helping people to travel from one place to the next, I'm helping people to do or to leave certain situations, to get out of homes, to take their families, to move on? What if I've been at this cul-de-sac and I've been looking at this wrong all this time? You have to ask yourself, are you looking at it wrong? Everyone's on the same road. Everyone's on a road to get to the same results. And that's winning people over to the Lord, doing what we need to do. Because as I've said to many people before, and I think I've said it in this podcast, we win people by our testimony. My testimony is not just the experience I had and coming out on the bright side. But the testimony also comes in who's watching me in the work I need to do or am doing. Again, what if I'm at the cul-de-sac and I haven't left? What if you're at a stop sign or you're at a light? You're at a traffic light on the road that you're on, and each time it turns green, you don't move. Each time you get the light to go, you don't move. Wait, what if you're at the intersection of high and by, you're still on the same road, the light has not changed, you've never wondered why, you just stood there? That's not what you do. That's not what we do. So hear me say this. God could, yes, thank you, Jesus. God is reminding me that I'm standing still in a place that I can am continuously learning from, and now it's time for me to move. So as I'm revisiting this training, that's what I'm doing. So if you're at a stop sign or you're at a light that has not changed and giving you, you know, the go ahead to keep going and move forward, ask yourself, what didn't you do? Why are you here? Look at your notes. Look in your journals. I did my last podcast, and it was titled Writing to Remember. Now we're at reviewing to move. Reviewing as we remember, but reviewing to move. If you understand any of what I'm saying for yourself, go back to the notes. Review the notes. Review the journal entries and move. Because right now, we're all in a place where we cannot be stagnated, where we cannot be going into a reprobate mind, where we cannot be disobedient to what we've been told to do. I'm revisiting my notes and my lessons and the things that God trained me on, and I'm paying attention to everything that's necessary. Review to remember, review to move.